Stacy sat on her sleeping bag next to the campfire, stretching her legs out. She removed her shirt and sat in her leggings and sports bra, trying to cool down. The climb up the mountain had been rough, and her heart still raced from the struggle of the climb. Birds chirped overhead, the relaxing sounds of nature bringing a sense of peace and calm. The cool material of her sleeping bag felt soothing against her skin. She looked over as Jack unzipped his own bag and settled down to remove his jacket and boots. Stacy agreed. They'd been wanting to make this climb for some time now. She was glad they finally made the time to make it happen. The sky began to quickly turn dark. The stars shone over the silhouettes of the dark pines surrounding their secluded campsite. The darkness began to creep in, only held back by the flickering flames of their campfire. Stacy leaned her head back as a cool breeze brushed against her neck and chest. Stacy closed her eyes, enjoying the quiet mountain breeze. She blinked when she felt warm hands brush against her skin. She looked up and met Jack's eyes as they caught the firelight. Jack gently lowered Stacy to her back on the sleeping bag. He put her arms at her sides and ran his hands down her waist and hips. He smiled at her and knelt at her side. He began to gently massage her shoulders as he leaned close. Stacy grinned, knowing full well what Jack meant by that. She wiggled her chest at him, puckering her lips. Jack grinned widely and held up one of their climbing ropes. He let the frayed edge of the rope tickle across Stacy's bare stomach. Jack lifted Stacy's hands above her head and quickly tied her wrists together. Stacy did her best not to squeal with excitement and settled deeper against the sleeping bag. Jack slid his fingers into the top of Stacy's sports bra and pulled down, slipping her breast free. He positioned the sports bra below her breasts, so it pushed them up in two full mounds. He grunted in satisfaction and then leaned down to quickly flick each bare nipple with his tongue. He focused on one breast, sucking as much of her breast as he could into his mouth, and then lifting his head, letting her skin slowly slip out, just an inch at a time. Jack let out a soft, bestial growl. Stacy jumped at the sound, and she gasped at the feral hunger burning in Jack's eyes. They glinted in the firelight, and she felt herself grow wet as he slipped off his shirt and undid his pants. Jack rolled Stacy onto her stomach. She tried to sit up, but he pressed his hand down gently on her upper back, keeping her face down on the sleeping bag. He used his knees to spread her legs. He slid one arm under her waist and lifted her to her knees with her ass pointing in the air. Stacy felt Jack's hand slide between her legs, tickling her clit through the soft fabric of her pants. She moaned, feeling her pussy heat and swell in response. Jack reached into his gear and pulled out a pair of scissors. He lifted the edge of Stacy's pants away from her skin and carefully cut a line exposing her bare ass. Jack set the scissors down and grabbed both sides of the slit and pulled, ripping the pants further apart and revealing Stacy's waiting pussy. Jack cupped Stacy's center from behind, his warm fingers massaging her clit. He let her juices wet his hand, and he rubbed in wide, slow circles before gently slipping a finger inside. Jack slid his finger in and out of her pussy, his hand growing wetter by the moment. With his free hand, he reached forward and grabbed one of Stacy's breasts, squeezing and rubbing his thumb across her nipple. Stacy cried out as she felt herself tighten, her pussy hot and thick, as Jack slipped a second finger inside and began to fuck her from behind. She writhed on her knees, her hands tied helplessly above her head. Suddenly, Jack pulled out, leaving Stacy aching for more. She turned her head, begging him to go on. Jack stripped off his pants and positioned himself on his knees between Stacy's legs. Stacy wiggled her ass in front of Jack, spreading her legs more and begging him to continue. She felt his wide tip brush against her pussy, her juices helping him slip easily inside. Jack began to slowly thrust, pulling all the way out and then slamming inside. Their wet skin slapped against each other in a quick rhythm as their heartbeats raced. Jack leaned back, pulling Stacy with him to sit cross-legged on his sleeping bag. He pulled Stacy tightly to his chest, one arm wrapped around her breasts, and the other holding her bound wrists above her head. In this new position, Jack's hard cock drove deeper into Stacy's wet pussy. She writhed in his lap, shifting her hips so she slid down deeper still. She wanted nothing more than to bury his cock as deep as it could go. He squeezed one breast, rolling her nipple between his thumb and forefinger, until she cried out in pleasure. Jack slid his hand from Stacy's breast to her waist, and then began to churn her hips in a wide circle. Jack's cock sliding around the walls of her pussy sent Stacy over the edge. She cried out as she felt herself coming to climax. She leaned back against Jack's chest and let him take over, and stared as the stars above faded into oblivion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.